Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The title of this video is Are Miracles the Way to Believe in the Mahdi? And there's also a misconception raised concerning this subject. And it is, when the Mahdi appears, he must show us a miracle. If he doesn't, we will not believe. Now, there are three main aspects that I will be addressing in this video. One, belief in the unseen, the seen, and the miracles that have room to believe in the unseen. Number two, infallibles on requesting miracles. Number three, Shia scholars on requesting miracles. Now, number one, belief in the unseen, the seen, and the miracles that have room to believe in the unseen. Now, people vary in faith. There are people who believe 100% in the unseen, and there are people who believe 100% in the seen, the physical, and there are people who believe in a physical miracle that has room to believe in the unseen, who is God. For example, about those who believe 100% in the unseen, what they're doing is what God wants. For example, there are verses in the Holy Quran like, who fear their Lord unseen while they are of the hour apprehensive, and also, who believe in the unseen, establish prayer and spend out of what we have provided for them. So, then there is believing in the seen, physical miracles. This is what God does not want. The reason is, God doesn't want to compel people to believe. Such faith is not accepted because it has zero room to believe in the unseen. Such physical miracles leave no room for testing someone's faith. Now, there are examples about this case. For example, in the Holy Quran 10:90, until when the drowning caught up to him, meaning the Pharaoh, he said, I believe that there is no deity except that in whom the children of Israel believe, and I am of those who submit. Imam Sa'd, peace be upon him, says about the verse, at the time he saw the punishment when faith did not benefit him. So it did not benefit him to believe in that physical miracle. And also the verse, the day that some of the signs of your Lord will come, no soul will benefit from its faith as long as it had not believed before or had earned through its faith some good. Say, wait, indeed we also wait. And so, compelling signs to make people believe will not benefit their faith because there's no test coming from it. So, the signs, when they came, faith did not benefit them. Now, a physical miracle that has room for people to believe in the unseen, it is accepted because the falsifiers can interpret the miracle. In the Quran, the magicians believed after witnessing Moses' miracles, but the Pharaoh and his followers interpreted them and disbelieved. For example, in the verses that we're going to be reading, they said, Pharaoh's followers, they are but two works of magic supporting each other, and indeed we are in both disbelievers. And also the Pharaoh said, indeed he is your master who has taught you magic. The miracles of Moses, like his white hand and his staff turning into a snake, had room for people to believe in the unseen because the falsifiers tried to interpret it, as we showed in the above verses. Now, number two, infallibles on requesting miracles. Now, when a group of Jews requested miracles from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and progeny, like making a donkey, stick, and carpet speak, the Prophet responded, it is not on the slaves to suggest something from Allah. They should submit to Him, follow His commands, and consider enough what He made enough. Isn't it sufficient that the Torah, Gospel, Psalms, and the Scriptures of Abraham mentioned my prophethood and my truth? Bihar al-Anwar, Volume 17, page 303, Hadith 14. Imam Ali reports about Quraysh that after seeing the Prophet command a tree to walk from one place to another, they, Quraysh, said, he is a lying magician. So this proves that miracles can be denied, even if the infallible reveals it in front of people. Now, number three, Shia scholars on requesting miracles. Sayyid Muhammad, Muhammad Sadiq al-Sadr says, the path of the divine calls isn't established through miracles. And also another Shia scholar, he says, Sayyid al-Tabtaba'i, requesting the signs from the messenger is pure ignorance. So miracles, requesting miracles is not a way to know, recognize the truth, the fullness of a messenger. Sayyid Sharif al-Murtada says, it is allowed that miracles can happen through the imams, and it's allowed that they won't happen. And lastly, Shaykh al-Mufid, he says, as for revealing and showing miracles by them, meaning the imams, it is possible, but it is rationally not mandatory. So they don't have to show or reveal miracles.
Podcast. The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.